Friday through Sunday, people all around the world will be looking to the skies and treetops, counting birds and making lists.
The purpose of this program is to go outside and count birds in your backyard or go to a park, count birds for at least 15 minutes, and then report your findings online at the Great Backyard Bird Count website.
Mary Elfner is director of the Virginia Audubon Council.
Scientists can't be everywhere, so they're calling on citizen scientists like you and me to go out and count what you can and report what you're finding so that certain trends can be analyzed and researched.
Ornithologists research well over 10,000 species of birds. They examine migration patterns, weather patterns, and how they impact migration, bird diseases, and the wide variety of regional species. Birds have a very wide range of habitat, and they're in almost constant motion, so they'll take all the help they can get to know the relative location of different types of birds at any given point in time. To be a bird counter this weekend, Elfner said,
you do have to be able to identify the birds.
That's not as daunting as it may sound, and you can go online to the Great Backyard Bird Count website, birdsource.org, for help and to report your count.
Great Backyard Bird Count was started by Cornell and Audubon so that the average person could just learn a few species. Maybe people have cedars and they know cardinals, chickadees, titmice, those kinds of things, and they can report their findings.
And she said, don't let the term backyard stop you from counting. There are parks and nature trails all over the area, and the Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden will have special feeding stations set up, bird maps, and a variety of other resources to help with the count. Elfner concluded,
please get your children involved. Your whole family can do it. It's a great way to just have a lot of people out there counting birds so that the findings can be researched and looked at.
John Ogle, WCVE News.